Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is Friday, July 22nd, 2022. Eric the Tech, it is Friday. Welcome the weekend. Looking forward to it?
Yeah.
All right. Eric the Tech, always always verbose, isn't he? Okay. All right. Folks, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you so much for being for tuning in. You don't know how much that means to me. I get emails. I read them. I can't respond to them all, from people all over the world listening to this broadcast, watching this broadcast. And I just want to say a heartfelt thank you. Because I put a lot of effort, and Eric the Tech does too. Randy Taylor does. Everyone who joins us puts a lot of effort into getting out information that's important. So thank you. Just want to start out the weekend proper. Thank you. I'm not going to get into certain things, you know, the Steve Bannon trial and such. I'll tell you what. Okay. I'm going to be doing a couple of things. Yes, I'm going to be doing a couple of things separate from my office. I do have a funeral that I've got to of a very close family member that is going to take up my weekend. So at any rate, I want to thank you for everything. Did you catch yesterday's program with Aaron Brinkman, Steve Quayle? I'm going to tell you something. I listened to it twice. And the foundation was set. I asked him back off air earlier today. He's going to be coming back, joining me. And we're going to be talking about specifics. But if you've got the essence of what was said yesterday, oh, fantastic. All right, a couple of things. Yesterday it was announced, hey, Joey Six Plugs got airy legs, Biden, you know, vaxxed, right? Vaxxed and twice boosted. Testing positive for the SARS-CoV-2 bioweapon. Isn't that interesting? A couple of things. The plan, as we see it unfold, the plan, has always been about to create chaos in this country, to deconstruct or destruct this country as much as possible, with the blame being placed directly on Biden, on Harris, and then create the global savior. That's what we can expect. That's what's coming. Now, I use savior, of course. I'm not being blasphemous. That's what they term it. They, the globalists. Oh, somebody from the globalist arena will save the world, save the planet. That's what they have planned. And as you heard yesterday, you know, unplug. You've got, stop believing what you are being told by way of the media. Stop believing what you're being told, what you've been told, and stand with the truth. Now, that doesn't mean not to pay attention to what they're saying. Just because they're saying it doesn't mean that they can accomplish their goals. All right. Again, it's really important. Frame of mind right now is extremely important. But to give you an idea of their frame of mind, I want you to take a look at this. 2 years ago, almost to the day, 2 years ago, almost to the day, you may be familiar with this video. This is Klaus Schwab. I don't know why this guy is walking around sucking air at this moment. That's not a threat. That's an observation, just to be clear. How is it that this guy that wears the Star Trek uniform once in a while and probably pajama bottoms or I don't know if this stuff's Photoshopped. I don't care. How's he still sucking air? But anyway, 2 years ago, this is what he told us. July of 2020. Pay attention to that. No, I didn't have a stroke. People listening on the radio saying, whoa, turning the knobs on the road. They still have knobs on radios?
I thought you had a stroke.
Yeah, no. I was looking at my notes over there.
Zip.
I'm going to tell you. This is a speech where he says, prepare for an angrier world. I want you to take a listen to two parts to this. Okay? The first part is a minute 34 seconds. And then the second part is just a mere 44 seconds. And then we'll talk on the other side if we can play segment one.
I don't know how it will play out in November, but what we know is that we will end up with many more unemployed, and particularly also people in the gray economy, which are not counted for, who lose their jobs. So we will see definitively a lot of anger already now, but probably increased by the end of the year, because this crisis will be with us until we really have found a remedy. So we have to prepare for a more angry world. And how to prepare? It means to take the necessary action to create a fairer world. To see that we provide everybody with decent access to the health system, that we make sure that those people who are really left behind, and I'm not speaking only on national levels, I'm speaking also internationally. If I see now the tragedy in some of the emerging countries like South Africa, like some countries in East Asia, I think it's all, I don't have too many remedies. The remedies have to be discussed through dialogue by the stakeholders of our global system. But I just see the need for such a dialogue, and I see the need for action. I see the need for a great reset.
Okay, in that clip, now this guy is not a prophet. He doesn't have to be. He's got the playbook. Interesting, he points out East Asia. Look right now what has been happening with Sri Lanka and even India and some other East Asian countries. South Africa, look what's happening really in South Sub-Saharan Africa. And think, reflect on that statement. See, this was not a prediction. This was him telling us what he had and was planning. And again, 2 years ago, July of 2020, the SARS-CoV-2 virus just grabbing, just getting, gaining momentum. Donald Trump still in office. Biden, kind of a whatever, you know, a possibility, right? Still in this basement. And yet he says that. All right, let's finish Klaus Schwab up with this 40-second clip here. This is segment two.
For the next generation. So why not to tie government aid to the green economy which we have to create? Why not to make sure that we revolutionize, digitalize particularly our educational system? So we are here when we talk about the Great Reset to talk also about innovation. How can we do things differently from what we used to do? And if we speak about differently, it means also how can we do it to make sure that a majority of people are benefiting from it and not just a minority.
All right. I've got a couple of things to say. First of all, children out of the room just for a second. Okay? Or plug your ears. F you, Klaus Schwab, okay, and the WEF and all of the international entities, the globalist entities, F you. Because you don't speak for me. And most assuredly, the country that I have been blessed to have been born in, and I have been, in my view anyway, biblically and constitutionally mandated to stand for. Okay, let's throw down anytime you're ready. That's number one. But he mentioned the anger. And anger, and folks, you know this, anger, look, you could be married, you could be in a marriage. What's one of the most destabilizing emotions in a relationship, in a meeting, whether it's a business meeting or a party? Or it's anger. It's destabilizing. And that is the objective, is to cause the chaos, to break things, to cause the chaos, to create the anger, and then to send somebody in to say, hey, I have this idea. I'll fix this. We will fix this. Don't worry. Don't fret. But in the meantime, let's take a look at video two. This is what's happening currently. This was from yesterday or the day before. Protests are getting bigger in Panama due to rising fuel and food prices. Now, again, take a look if you live in Canada, if you live in the United States, and especially if you live in Australia. And Karen, I love you, in Italy, and other Western countries, including the UK. In the Scottish Isles, okay? This is what's coming, or what I should say, this is what's being planned. And this is, I don't know, maybe 40-some seconds. Video two, go ahead. Here it is.
Hey, prendalo!
This is Panama. Prendalo! Now, for radio listeners, you're seeing chaos, fire, emergency vehicles, including and especially police, getting a makeover. That's the current state. Now, we could probably put that on a loop because other countries, and again, including the United States, I expect to see that in other countries. All right. Yesterday, I showed this, and this should be a warning sign for everybody. One of the biggest banks in China, the Bank of China, to be precise, they decided that all of their depositors' money was their money. It was an investment into the Chinese bank. And so if you wanted the money out, you couldn't get it out. So what did the Bank of China, what did the CCP do? Watch this. There's no sound to this, so I will narrate this. They just parked tanks next to the ATM, well, actually in front of the bank, and they're discouraging people from paying a visit to the bank. If you don't think that this can happen or is being planned for the United States, for all Western countries, you're incorrect. Everything that we've been talking about for the past 12 years, I have anyway, is now coming to fruition. All right. So those people who have said, you know what, Hagman is full of, they're just going to kill the U.S. dollar. They're just going to, okay, he's nuts. And to some extent, look, you can only cry wolf, or not wolf, you can only say, you can only provide warnings so many times. But we're past the warning stage now. Now there's a definite action taking place right now. And that is something that I'm going to tell you right now. I do believe that we are in the period where, as we move into, quarterly, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. So by the end of the third quarter, I do suspect that things are going to take place that are going to create crises in our own lives, especially, I mean, whether you live in the United States or wherever you live in the West. I do want to look at this. One more thing. Meanwhile, while all of this is going on, I have to show this. This was earlier in the week. I was meaning to show this because it did get some attention. But what's taking place in schools, and I reminded, this reminded me from yesterday with Aaron coming on, and I saw this, and I just thought to myself, how does one extricate oneself? Now, I remember being a parent. I am a parent, obviously, but I mean a parent of a young school-age child. My youngest is, my goodness, how old is she? My youngest is married to Eric the Tech, so she can't be that young. That means I'm old. Anyway, I want you to watch this. I want you to watch this because this is Biden's assistant health secretary. You know him as Dick Levine, right? We want to empower children to go through sex reassignment surgery, but they're using schools to do this. Now, as a parent, I've got grandchildren going into the school system, preferably not actually going into the homeschool system. Actually, that's going to be true. My grandchildren are not that old yet. But watch this. It's just a very, very short clip. But even more importantly, listen to what Dick is telling you, the parent, the grandparent, or relative of the impressionable, as Rush used to say, minds full of mush. This is important. I really believe this is important because this does set the stage for the perverse immorality and sinfulness by which I believe we will be judged if we allow this as Christians and as Christians conservatives to allow this to happen. Watch this.
But we really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities and sports, and even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state.
Okay. That's all you really need to know, because our rights as parents, our rights as guardians, our rights as those who should be protecting our children, grandchildren. I threw up my mouth a little bit looking at that photograph or that image up there. You do know Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier this week. This is kind of a free-for-all Friday, so I feel okay talking about this. She did on social networking, I think it was Twitter, wanted to confirm if Rachel... Oh, you are good. Folks, listening to this by radio or via speaker podcast, you have to go back to this time marker. It's amazing how you get old Dick to do that. I love it. Okay. But you blew me off of my train of thought here. No pun intended. I don't know what I was saying, but wow. Holy moly. That was, that hurt my eyes. What was I saying when you started playing with that? Did you remember? I don't know. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. All right. But yesterday, we were talking a lot about the what's coming, the foundation with Aaron Brickman laid the foundation for the economic woes that we will see. And he referenced something yesterday. Martin Armstrong, who's a forecaster, legendary financial and geopolitical cycle analyst Martin Armstrong, said 2023 will be a year from hell. Now, there was also a reference yesterday to, I believe, an article in Zero Hedge, if not a direct reference, at least that's where this information was cited, from a July 19th, 2022 interview with Greg Hunter. Greg, God bless you, Greg. You're a great guy, by the way. But even more importantly, before 2023, some things, bad things, are about to happen. Now, you remember, perhaps, Aaron talking about Martin Armstrong, his Socrates computer program, which the CIA wanted the coding for but never received, is predicting 2023 will be the year from hell. But Armstrong said that our computer is predicting a war cycle that hits in 2023, but there is also civil unrest, all right? And that will precede the war. And I'm quoting now from the article in Zero Hedge. And what's the date? I'm not sure what the date on this article is. It's a couple of days old, a day or two old. States Armstrong. So you are looking at revolutions, etc., because of inflation. All right. But this, now I'm going to hold that there. This inflation is induced by the people in charge. I'm not talking about Biden. Okay. He's not in charge of his own bowel movements. I'm looking at people beyond that. Our projection, notes Armstrong, now requoting, on oil is that it is going to go up dramatically in 2023. It's going to be the same thing, I think, for gasoline prices. This is just not over yet. The euro looks like death warmed over. Okay. Notice how the dollar and the euro gain parity. Okay. Now, he continues, our computer is projecting that the continued decline of the euro and rising commodity prices, with these sanctions on Russia, you just had the leader of Hungary say Europe is committing suicide. And that's true for a number of reasons. The sanctions are hurting Europe more than they are hurting Russia. And that's not a bug. That's a feature. That's a design feature, in my view, based on my analysis of things. This is like a shot to the lung. They can't even breathe at this stage. That, of course, is a reference to Europe and what's going on there. Now, Armstrong says that you're not going to have to wait until next year to see extreme stress in the financial system. We're seeing that now. Armstrong is seeing financial upheavals in the August and September timeframe. So the economic pain is already here and getting worse, specifically and especially in Europe. He adds, this is Armstrong now, I think you're going to see this come to a head. It's definitely tanking more anyway. What makes things even worse for the world is the dollar going up and not down. And if you think about this, you talk about the COMEX rigging prices on commodities, gold and silver specifically, artificially keeping them down. Well, obviously it benefits to keep the dollar up, to keep the charade going. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll put the article, the link to the article, in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. And you can read this. And also, I would urge you to watch the interview between Martin Armstrong, or interview of Martin Armstrong by Greg Hunter, The Exchange, the fabulous. And it's linked within that article. So there is that. And by the way, okay, this monkeypox thing, maybe Austin Brewer and I will talk about this. I don't know. But health experts are saying the United States doesn't have what it needs to fight monkeypox. We're already stretched to capacity. Well, quit playing with your monkey. All right? I know that was a bad joke, but it wasn't even a joke. But do your research as to what's going on with monkeypox. Because what I see happening, and no one talks about this even anymore. I mean, it just happened. The American Stonehenge. Well, I shouldn't say it. The Georgia Guidestones, okay, to be specific. Coming down, being torn down. Aren't you guys curious as to what happened there? Just kind of added, because the 10 guidelines in more or less counterfeiting or replacing the 10 commandments there. Somebody allegedly bombed or set a bomb there. And out of an abundance of caution, they bulldozed or excavated, and somebody, thank you for the word excavator, use an excavator to take down the rest of the stones in record time at a crime scene, an alleged crime scene. Oh, and by the way, the time capsule buried underneath, what happened to that? But all interest in what happened there just kind of disappeared, didn't it? But there's something worse coming than monkeypox. That's my belief. And again, research monkeypox and draw your own conclusions. With me is Austin Brewer, not Ted, but Austin Brewer, a young man who I have got a lot of respect for. He's very knowledgeable. And I got to tell you what, as Obama would say, if I had a son, he'd look like, no, I'm kidding. But no, I have a lot of respect for Austin Brewer. Healthmasters.com. And if you haven't done so already, go to healthmasters.com, bookmark that website, and listen to the shows, Ted and Austin Brewer Show, as well as order your products from Healthmasters. You know what? I did today. I did. I re-upped my supply. And do so before you won't be able to. Because if the hits the fan, you may not be able to order or get it delivered. And frankly, I don't feel like driving 1,258 miles to pick up my order. Okay, so do it now. Go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And tell them that Doug Hagman from the Hagman Report sent you. Or you can use the coupon code, which will be disclosed shortly, for a percentage off. But they've got the best products. They really do. Can you tell I'm hopped up on, I've been mainlining some B vitamins? I have. All right. Austin, how are you, sir?
Doug, I'm fantastic, bud. It's great to be on the show. And yeah, you know, I had the question, and I was wondering about the same thing as you just said with the Georgia Guidestones. You know, they have this video of this car speeding away after they essentially set off an IED explosive device, blew part of this giant Stonehenge up, as you put it. And then suddenly it's like, okay, there's no ATF investigation about, you know, an IED going off over here. Well, guess what? It's kind of rickety. So we're just going to get an excavator and we're going to bulldoze the whole thing. We're not really sure what happened. Don't know what happened. Not worried about what happened. Any other place in America, if an IED went off, it'd be mainstream news every single day about terrorists blowing up a monument or a statue. Am I wrong? I mean, they'd be talking about it. They'd be doing an investigation. They'd have it cordoned off. They'd have an ATF out there. They'd be wondering, okay, we're going to dust this down. They use ammonium nitrate. Did they use, you know, nitroglycerin? What did they use to blow this thing up? We got to find this out. Zero. Zero investigation, zero coverage. Hey, just bring an excavator in. We're just going to, you know, flatten it. Which leads me to believe that that whole thing was controlled theater from the beginning. And more than likely, what I personally think is that was kind of the old world guidestones, and they're going to set up a new set somewhere else and put a new, I guess, like you said, their blasphemous Ten Commandments that they basically put up there, and they're going to put them somewhere else. That's what I think, because that whole thing was so hush-hush, and it happened so fast. Anywhere else in the country, if a statue or a monument or a stone thing got exploded like that, dude, it'd be a big deal. You'd be going, well, what in the world you got going on? We got terrorists now blowing up statues, you know, stone hinges. What is this? So, yeah. I found that very strange. That's, I'm glad you brought that up, because I brought it up a couple days ago, and somebody's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I'm like, yeah. Isn't that funny? Everybody's already forgotten about that because it got, like, zero coverage.
And, you know, I've been keeping track, okay? So there's that. And, of course, yeah, I just have to wonder, how's the investigation of the Supreme Court leaker going?
Yeah.
Okay, certainly. Or how about the pipe bomb individual that laid the pipe bombs, RNC DNC headquarters on January 5th, 6th? How's that investigation going? You've got so many unanswered questions about so many events. How about the Nashville bombing on Christmas Day, what, a year or two ago? How about the now, of course, supposedly that's all been solved. And, you know, how about the Vegas shooting? How about and everything in between that just all of a sudden people forget about? And I get that because, you know, things happen. But folks, don't never stop asking questions, please. Never stop asking questions.
Amen. So, you're spot on with that. And earlier, I think on yesterday's show, I went into detail on it about making sure that you constantly question stuff if you don't understand it. If you see something and it's weird, you read something and it's weird, there's no problem questioning it. There's no problem going in and saying, hey, this smells funny. You know, it's funny, ATF can't seem to get a handle on the machine guns and crime that's in Chicago. I mean, every single weekend, it's like 30, 40, 50, 60 people shot. And ATF just wants to sit around and scratch their butts and get obese. So now showing like 50% of ATF agents are obese. And there's a video that pops up from a guy in Delaware this week. He's at his house, mind his business, law-abiding citizen, non-felon, not broken any laws. And ATF shows up with Delaware State Trooper and basically tells him that he purchased two firearms recently, and they need to see the firearms to make sure that he's not a straw purchaser and verify them. And I was watching the video, and I got so frustrated because I've had situations like this occur. I've known people, stuff like this occur, when you have certain agents and law enforcement knocking on your door, and people go, well, I don't want them to arrest me. And I told my buddies, I said, first off, if you ever have somebody come to your door like that, ATF agent, use that example, the first response when they start asking you questions about anything is, I can't talk to you without my attorney present. Period. That's the only response you give them on that. They said, they want to see a firearm. I don't feel comfortable doing that without my attorney present. Well, can we talk to you further? I can't talk to you anymore without my attorney present. You do not have to answer their questions. If you're under arrest, you're already going to be under arrest and you're going to be getting handcuffed. And telling them anything isn't going to help your cause. If they have a search warrant, they're not going to ask you to come in. They're going to kick your door down. They're going to have 10 or 15 agents come in and start screaming and yelling at you with guns pointed. That's what they do. And watch out for your dog. ATFs love shooting dogs and executing dogs for some odd reason. And they like burning women and children to death like they did in Waco, Texas. But aside of that, I said, you don't have to answer them questions. You don't have to take your firearm and show it to them. You don't have to get it out of the safe and let them look at the serial number. I said, these guys are literally have nothing better to do then go harass law-abiding citizens. Go, do you really still have those firearms or did you sell them? None of your business, bro. None of your business. The Second Amendment is very clear. I don't have to talk to you about my guns. They're my guns, i.e. on the emphasis of my, meaning mine, possession, mine. I don't have to talk to you about it. I don't have to answer anything. And I saw that video and I thought to myself, these guys don't even do an investigation, and you know the Georgia guidelines getting blown up. They don't even do any investigation of much of anything when it happens. They just kind of stand around and scratch their heads. And yet you have Chicago turn into a war zone. Hey, you know what? We got a list. A guy bought 2 handguns in Delaware. Law-abiding citizen. We need to go to his house. And we need to talk to him. We need to make sure he still has those guns. Yeah. Not that it's illegal to sell those guns, but we need to make sure he still has them.
So explain that to me, because we showed the headline up there. Okay, the story, Red State, this past week, and there it is. So, Austin, you're more familiar with the whole system than I am. It's my understanding the reason, the ostensible reason, is that he purchased 2 pistols or 2 handguns.
Now, nothing illegal about that. Nothing illegal about that. Correct. You buy 100. You buy 100 guns if you want. When you buy 2 or more firearms at a time, you fill out a 4473 form whenever you purchase a firearm. That's what you do at an FFL dealer. When you fill out this form, they run a background check where there's 2 guns, 3 guns, 4 guns, 5 guns, anything over 1 gun. It allegedly now flags a multi-gun purchase that automatically goes to the ATF and your name pops up. And so now, apparently, they just take it upon themselves, if they feel the need to do so, to show up at your house and ask you if you purchased those guns, have you sold them, and what have you done with them? They have zero right whatsoever to try to get answers out of you, and they have no right to look at your firearm, period. You can simply say, I do not feel comfortable talking to you without my attorney, which is what every single person should say. If you need my attorney's phone number, here they are. If you'd like to talk to him about it, be more than happy to. I don't have anything else to say to you. You have nothing to say to them about this. This is so bizarre because I've never seen a video of this before. I've heard of stuff getting flagged for multi-gun purchases. Somebody goes in and buys like 10 AR-15s in bulk, and sometimes they get flagged and they'll slow down the process. But I've never actually heard of ATF agents going out of their way and having a list now of people that have purchased firearms legally. Here's the million-dollar question, ATF, you morons. Why don't you figure out how you let 2,500 machine guns and 50 caliber Barrett rifles straw purchase out to the Mexican drug cartel through Fast and Furious? Maybe y'all could figure that one out, because apparently you got nothing better to do besides sit on your hand and call up people and show up at their house and ask them if they have their 2 guns that they legally bought. But my gosh, I guess it's too much work to go down to Mexico with the FBI and figure out what in the world's going on. Why we're getting machine guns that are going from the United States that you handed them to Mexico back to the United States. Huh. Funny how that works, isn't it? These guys are some of the most corrupt, inept agencies I've ever seen in my life. And the fact that they're directly targeting law-abiding citizens now shows you this is a very, very, very slippery slope, that you have these agents with literally nothing to do. I mean, this guy didn't break any laws. He didn't get a red flag issued on him, red flag gun law issued on him. He didn't get caught with a firearm in a felon. He wasn't an investigation. He wasn't a suspect of investigation. Nothing. All it was is it shot up a multi-gun purchase. So his name came up on a list, and they said, all right, you guys, you got nothing to do. You've been sitting around the office all day trying to find somebody to break the law so you can arrest him. Go out here and harass this guy and see what he does. Maybe he'll, like, do something, and we can say we busted somebody because he had 2 guns. It boggled my mind. And so when I see a lot of this stuff happen, and how, you know, Uvalde, you had almost 400 agents by the time the scene was over with, 400 law enforcement agents from FBI, from ATF, from Sheriff's Department, state troopers out there at Uvalde, yet two off-duty Border Patrol agents were the ones that had to go in. We see the videos now of Uvalde police getting hand sanitizer while they're in the hallway, another one playing on his phone. Kind of like they were told, don't get involved. Let whatever's going to happen happen and stay out of it. And then yet we have a 22-year-old kid in Indiana concealed carrying a handgun while he's shopping with his girlfriend. And he engages a would-be mass shooting within, 15, 20 seconds? Shot 10 times, hit him 8 times with 9mm for 40 yards. Somebody told me he had a Glock 34, the big one. Somebody else told me he had a Glock 19 now. I don't know. I know he had a Glock. Perfection. So he went in and took this guy out. And then I saw these Twitter posts from these inept liberal schmucks, and they're going, well, this kid was not the good guy. He was breaking the law.
The code of conduct of the mall, yes.
Yeah. Code of conduct said no firearms in the mall. He should have had a gun. He should have just let that mass shooter shoot everybody in the mall, because, you know, he shouldn't have gotten involved. Guns are bad. Bad guns. Ban them all. I'm like, golly, can you sound any stupider? Like, I mean, people were really putting comments out like that. I was looking at them and I'm like, they were real accounts. They were just
I saw them too. And, yeah. And you know something? My wife woke up at, I saw that it was like 4:15. My wife woke up at 4:15 and she heard this yelling and screaming, you know, coming from my office. And it was me responding to those comments, because how stupid do you have to be? Right. I'm telling you, even my dog ran under the desk. She's like, but you know, okay. So, okay. It bothers me. What bothered me about that story too, if they have a list, they don't toss lists away, right? So they know what they know what you got. And so the next thing is, because people say, well, they're not going to confiscate anything. The hell they won't, or the hell they can't. And by the way, this week we're seeing the gun control measures passed by the House. You know what? I should order like 5 AK-47 pistols, right? do you think I could, Austin, do you think I could flagged by that? Do you think maybe?
I think we both get flagged at the same time just for being around each other with AK pistols, which I could care less about. I'm not shy about any of that. The thing about it is, what people have to stop realizing is most of this stuff is intimidation factor. They show up at your house. We need to talk to you, sir. You're not in trouble. You're not in trouble. We're just ATF agents at your house because we want to know why you purchased 2 guns if you sold them. Dude, kick rocks. My attorney's not here. I have nothing else to say to you. Goodbye. Have a nice day. That's it. This intimidation factor, what they're doing. And at the same time now, like you said, the Congress passed the doggone assault weapons ban, which pretty much, and Nadler said this yesterday. Yeah, it bans all commonly used weapons in circulation right now. That's the point of the bill. It's literally what Nadler said. And I read part of it, what they had out. It bans sale, transfer, possession of all new assault weapons. Basically, they're going to grandfather in the old ones. So that's the case. We still have tens of millions of all these weapons running around the country, but suddenly you're going to ban new ones? Well, I learned a long time ago, the only reason somebody wants to ban you from owning a firearm is because you're going to shoot them for what they're going to do to you later if you had a gun. There's no reason that any circumstances that these weapons need to be controlled. I'm still about repealing the Hughes Amendment from 1986 and allowing civilians to purchase newly manufactured machine guns. This whole concept of we got to do more restrictions. Obviously, if these restrictions were working, L.A., Chicago, New York, oh, man, they'd be like this bastion paradise. Be like this utopia. Oh, everything's perfect. We banned the guns. No more violence. Everything's perfect here. Come to Chicago. We'll have bread, water, and wine for you. Come hang out in Chicago. Perfect here. No, it's actually quite the opposite. You got to have a FOID card. You have a background check. I mean, 50 different things to even possess a firearm. Complete ban on all the stuff as far as any decent firepower. But yet, somehow, criminals still keep doing criminal things. Isn't it funny how that works, Doug? How the criminals seem to abide the file. They go along with the law.
Yeah.
How that works, you know? I don't know why criminals don't follow the law. I mean, shame on them.
I gotta tell you this. Okay, what really got me too, and I don't know if you saw this. Yeah, I'm behind on much. So if you talked about this, forgive me. This appeared back July 12th, actually. So did you see this? And folks, what I'm referencing is this. This from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Anatomy of an FBI Terrorism Sting, convicting a former 911 operator of a National Firearms Act felony. Did you see this by chance?
No, I did not see that.
Okay, I'll just give you the 10-second version. You have a young man, great kid, former 911 operator. He purchased a CZ Scorpion, which is essentially a 9mm pistol with an arm brace. And there it is in the photographs. Well, he replaced that, the the Velcro
brace with a stock. Okay, I do know what you're talking about with this. Yes, okay. He took the brace off and put a stock on it, which they're virtually almost identical. And the FBI set him up with basically a paid confidential informant.
Right, and right.
He's going to prison for 21 months now.
Yeah, I mean, he's a licensed pilot. He's highly commended, pillar of the community. Yet he did this one thing. He just replaced that stock. And I have to tell you, honestly and innocently, I asked a question of a gun dealer of the same thing. Hey, could I replace this extension with a stock? And the guy, I thought the guy was going to toss me out on my ear, and rightfully so. He said, well, you'd be violating the 18, you'd be committing a felony. And I said, I didn't know that. And this is a couple of years ago.
I mean, you just have to register it as a SDR. A short,
yes. Thank you.
Yes. You're supposed to pay a $200 tax stamp and basically register it with ATF that you have now a short barreled rifle. The whole thing is inept. It was all done in 1934 with the NFA Act because they had a lot of the gangster boys were sawing down Thompson submachine guns with, you know, short barrels and short barrel 12 gauges and using them in robberies. And the concept's moronic now because the firepower and the ability to get good weapons and different platforms is so advanced and so easy now. This is antiquated law. It's almost 100 years old. It's asinine at best, and that's me being nice. And so what apparently they had a paid confidential informant with the FBI who was in talking to him, and he was telling them how he bought this and basically threw a stock on it and that he could help them do the same thing or if they wanted to buy one. And they turned around and busted him, and he pleaded guilty for 21 months in a federal penitentiary. Yeah. Felon the rest of his life my biggest question, as soon as I saw the article, I said, well, where was the victim? Where was the conspiracy to commit murder? Where was the conspiracy to basically to do an armed robbery? Where were the plans for him to do, you know, a bank job or go shoot somebody? Well, you know what was the actual act that he was planning to do that was so felonious? What was the big deal? What was going on?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Bro, put a stock on it. That was it.
But this made me think too. How many people out there right now, right this minute, are talking to people they think are their friends?
Yes.
And I'll make exceptions. You know, if you've known somebody for 20, well, even in that case, look, man, you better be careful who you hang with, who you talk to. And, you know, if you've got, I don't know, if you've got 10,000 rounds of ammunition that you happen to acquire over the years and you got it in the closet, don't be showing that off. You know what I'm saying? So, and trust no one. And that's all I want to say. By the way, I want to reintroduce you, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, the best nutritional supplements on the planet. Just ask me. I take them, and I'm a pillar of health. Well, you know, to the extent that they can help me, healthmasters.com. And, they got the greatest stuff on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of health supplements, nutritional supplements, that is, as well as a great radio show Monday through Friday and once on Sunday. There it is right there, healthmasters.com. Bookmark that. And as soon as you get done listening tonight, make sure you order, because you just don't know when that's going to stop. Austin, wherever you want to take it, my brother, go ahead, sir.
Well, it's funny you bring that up about, you know, being able to get stuff. Obviously, we're watching, you know, transportation costs and transit times get longer and longer. We've still been actively working here at Health Masters to stay on top of everything. That's why we have the expedited shipping offer now on the website. You can also call in. I mean, we can get stuff to you next day air, early a.m. if you need it, if you're going out of town or something. We've gotten, you know, really, really efficient with our shipping because we have to stay competitive. Plus, I like my customers to get their stuff when they want it, you know, right now. One thing that's happening, though, and this has been an issue lately, is UPS, who's our like main carrier we use primarily, and they give us pretty good rates. They give us fantastic service. I've noticed we've been having more issues with like pickup times, and the guys showing up are always like these young kids now, and we're randomly getting different drivers, and everything's still getting to our customers perfect. That's not an issue. But like on the internal side, we've been having issues with UPS, and I've been complaining to my rep. I'm like, dude, what the heck is going on with this? You know, us having to stay late, you know, almost to 6-7 o'clock at night waiting on a UPS pickup because these guys are on the other side of town lost. And they show up, and they're like these 18-, 19-year-old kid drivers. And I asked one of my buddies about this, and he said, well, what's happening a lot now? I said, not everywhere. I said, but a lot of it's happening down in the southern states, especially down in Florida. He said, is that Amazon is going out and headhunting everywhere where there's these big, big warehouses they're putting in. We happen to have one right down the road from us that they put in. Don't even get me started on that. And they're going in and they're basically trying to scout these guys from different companies. Because, you know, with UPS, when you start working for them, most of the time, like, you got to kind of work your way up. You got to sling boxes for a little bit, and then you start moving into driving temporarily, and then you get a route. And, you know, it takes time, and they pay you really good. I mean, they work you hard, but they pay you pretty good. And, you know, you're going to run around no AC, though, down here in Florida, which is hot during the summer. Well, Amazon, you know, all their drivers now that are running around, they all have their Amazon trucks, they're all AC vehicles. And then on top of that, Amazon's coming in and they're trying to headhunt these drivers, basically offering them a little bit more money or a little bit more, you know, perks. They're still going to be driving a ton, working hard, but they're going to be riding around in AC. They're going to basically have a little bit different schedule. They're going to make a little bit more money. And UPS is hemorrhaging drivers in a lot of these areas down here, at least with us. Now, I don't know if it's nationwide, but it's a problem. And I told my buddies, I said, this is why I'm so diametrically opposed to Amazon. I said, I know everybody, not me, but I know a lot of people, they like it because it's convenient. I said, but if you find someone on Amazon you like, I said, spend the extra minute and try to find the company that's selling it. And I said, try to buy from them direct. I said, because a lot of people don't know this. On the backside, Amazon charges like 15 to 20% right off the top. So if you got something listed on Amazon for $100 and you're a dealer and somebody buys it, you get $80 right off the top. You don't even get to see it. It's just boom, $80 will transfer later on.
Yep.
And then you start having all these other fees and stuff. And somebody asked me the other day, they said, well, you're like diametrically opposed to Amazon. I said, I am. They said, well, why do you still have your products on Amazon? I said, that's a fantastic question. I said, Amazon doesn't charge me anything to list my products on there. I said, I have a whole account set up with it. I said, if you look at my products on Amazon, they're significantly higher than on my website. I said, that's by purpose. I said, I don't want people to buy them off Amazon. I want them to work with me direct, and I'll take much better care of them, give them much better service. And in turn, if they need anything, they can call us up. I'm not going to have to call up a rep at Amazon and sit on hold and get transferred to India. I said, my whole purpose is I want to get the information out there, and hopefully I can help them listen to the show or get them news articles, because I put stuff in the boxes whenever it goes to Amazon specifically to promote a lot of the stuff we have, including the show. I said, because if I can get just one or two people a little bit more awake, I'm doing a good job on it. I'm trying to wake people up, and I know you're doing the same thing, Doug, because right now...
Yeah, yeah. Eric the Tech, by the way, will spend as much time as necessary to hunt that company down from Amazon,
yeah,
and order directly from the company. I do too. My wife does as well. And you know what? Excellent. If everyone did that, okay, Bezos admitted himself, Amazon won't be around forever. He can see the writing on the wall, I believe. And that's absolutely, you're right, 100%. Which is
thank you. Amazon is not the big fancy puppy dog, the pretty puppy dog everybody thinks it is. Amazon just released in multiple Whole Foods now their Amazon One Pay system that you scan your biometric palm and you start using face palm readings now when you pay stuff at the register. They're getting stuff up for cashless society, and Amazon's leading the way with a lot of their technology because of their CIA and government contracts on the back end with their military industrial complex side. And so I always encourage people, you may not be able to do something in politics. You may not be able to. You may not be able to start your own podcast. But you know what you can do? You can vote with your doggone dollar. You can pick and choose who you want to support. You can choose if you want to go give Disney money so they can try to groom your kids and tell them that being a transgender cross-dressing pervert is totally normal. You can do that. Or you can try to support somebody different. Like, you know, the old stuff they used to, like the Berenstain Bears cartoons they used to have in the books. Some of the old VeggieTales. I don't know about the new VeggieTales stuff. So, you know, something that has a Christian basis to it. I said, you can pick and choose. The same thing if you know a movie's coming out with people in it that are diametrically opposed to your rights or your biblical values or your Second Amendment. Why are you going to go to the movie theater and pay money at the box office that goes directly to them? You don't. Don't go see it. There's certain things you can do that make a massive difference. People go, well, Austin, if I do that, it's not going to make one bit of difference. If I don't buy from Amazon, it won't. I said, you're right. If one person doesn't buy from Amazon, it's not going to make one bit of difference. I said, but if 100,000 people start doing that, 500,000 people start doing that, 1 million people start doing that, Patriots start realizing, okay, this is right. Vote with your dollar. That's always, 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 and unequivocally, but a very effective way to make change. And say, you know what? I support this company. I like what they're doing. They're speaking the truth. They got really, really good top-tier supplements. I'm going to support Health Masters. Or, hey, the Hagman Report, they're really pumping the truth out there. It takes a lot of time. You know as well as I do to research and dig and grind and find stuff out and find the truth and scrub all away all the lies and crap. It takes a lot of work. So we can bring everybody the truth the best we possibly can. And so, again, I appreciate your listeners' support of Health Masters, of the Hagman Report, and I continue to encourage people to get the truth out there because there's some strange things happening. I had somebody hit me up earlier. Actually, I had a couple of people hit me up earlier that said, hey, you see, Biden tested positive for COVID. I started laughing. I said, I don't buy that one bit. I said, you know what I do buy? I said, he probably needs retuning. He probably had to go in the shop for a week or two, and they had to, you know, figure out his drug cocktail a little bit better. I said, if he got COVID, I said, I'm not surprised. I said, but I don't think he did. I said, this is the perfect excuse now for him to disappear for 14 days to quarantine while they figure out what they're going to do with him or his behavior or his senile capability, or they're going to use his excuse to try to phase him out and bring something else in. I don't know. I said,
funny you mention that because earlier this week I said Biden won't last. I don't believe Biden will last through the midterms. He's a liability right now.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, and Harris, and I said this on the program, Harris, the only thing she's known for, aside from word salads, is to be able, is having the ability to suck the chrome off a bumper, okay, to advance her career. Yeah. So they've got to get rid of both of them. And so what's going to happen? Something, I'm going to tell you right now, something is going to happen. I agree with you. And I mentioned, I opened the program up by mentioning Biden testing positive and despite being vaccinated, two boosters. But 100%, I agree. Biden's not all there. And, you know, it amazes me, and I'm going to shut up after this. You look at the Biden shuffle. You look at the Biden air handshakes. You look at the verbal gaffes. Now, believe me, I got my share of verbal gaffes, but I'm not running a country. Okay,
so well, neither is Biden.
Well, yeah, neither is the good touche. That's. That's good. So yeah, there's something brewing here. Really bad. It's got some bad juju there going on there, I think. So
no, there's something. That's why I told my buddy that. I said this doesn't add up. I said, first off, I said Biden's mental capability has been really declining over the last couple months. You can see it. I mean, his July 4th thing when he's like, you could sum up America in one word. When you stack pasta sauce on the pallet and you put it on the shelf and I got hairy legs, and it's like, you know, I'm being sarcastic, but it's like it's starting to become almost impossible to try to cover up the fact that he's completely senile, all the way from falling over on the bicycle to the air handshakes. The other day, it was very strange. You saw, I think it was Wednesday, when he came out and basically said, you know, we're going to have declared an emergency and I'm going to use my executive power for climate change now. And then he talked about how I and everyone else who has cancer, basically because of pollution.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of like stopped for a second. He was like, I and everyone else who has cancer. And everybody kind of like replayed it. They're like, dude, he definitely just stated. Now, whether it was a gaffe, I don't know.
Well, the White House came out and said, oh, no, what he meant was, he was referencing his melanoma, removal of melanoma, previous. Okay, what a bunch of crap. I mean, you talk about the Goebbels spin machine. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. Joseph Goebbels would be very proud of these guys. And I think, you know, what's starting to happen is even the propaganda machine and CNN and the CIA handlers are all starting to realize we've got to have an exit strategy. He's too much of a liability now. He's played his job. He's done his role. Now we got the perfect excuse. Oh, he caught COVID. Oh, shucks. Oh, man, it's gotten bad now. The vaccines don't work. We already know that because they're not vaccines. They're RNA gene therapy, and I don't even think Biden got the shots to begin with. I think they filled them up full of saline. And so, yeah, I think there's something weird going on behind the scenes right now with what they've been trying to advance so quickly. Him talking about using executive power for climate change, which – I mean, I don't even know how he can legally do that because there is no climate emergency. The earth crust changes, the atmosphere, everything's constantly moving, man. Earth's a living element, you know. It's this whole concept of we're gonna. I saw an article earlier. I don't know if you saw this. The World Economic Forum, as they're trying more and more now to kind of like discreetly talk about them spraying, you know, aluminum and barium in the air with chemtrails. You know, they try to kind of go around that. The Economic Forum now is now suggesting what they're calling as space bubbles to be used and released up above the globe to block the sun to reduce climate change through a new geoengineering project seeking to reflect the portion of solar radiation back into space. And but don't worry, the World Economic Forum said there's no risk. It won't cause any problems at all because, you know, we said so. Because you'll own nothing and you'll love it because, well, it's science. And I thought to myself, I was like, anybody not take any aspect of science when they were younger with the atmosphere and the sun and what it does and how plants, oh, that's right, plants seem to function off the sun. But yeah, we're going to put space bubbles up above the earth now and put a big bubble wrap around the globe. And that'll totally make everything better. I'm sure there'll be no side effects from that. Well, obviously, we already know this whole thing's complete and total theater. They're trying to basically geoengineer the entire globe to fit whatever they want to have happen, whatever their end game is. I don't know whether they're trying to bring back the Nephilim or whatever they're doing or knock out everybody on Earth. Who knows anymore? These guys are so weird. But when you see this stuff, it's like, okay, obviously there's way more behind the scenes. And I think you're right with what we're seeing going on here. It's just, you know, I got a question. It's popped in my mind earlier and I didn't get a chance to look it up. The Buffalo shooting.
Hang on, before you ask that question, I just want to show you this, because I saw this, and this is from June about the space bubbles. Okay, there it is on the screen. I thought somebody had sent this to me. It was like the beginning of July, I think it was, or no, it was the end of June. Somebody sent this to me, and I thought, nah, you know, okay, so there's a lot of talk, I'm telling you, when you read this article, it is downright frightening, especially when you're talking with about MIT researchers exploring the possibility of doing this. We already know there's weather modification. We already know there's weather warfare. So anyway, thank you for bringing that up, folks. The link will be in the program description box. Austin Brower, that's why he gets paid the big bucks. Go ahead about the Buffalo.
No, it is though. Yeah, when you see this stuff going on, you start wondering, like, okay, where are they going with this? The same thing I brought up on our show earlier. Ford now is talking about laying off 8,000 individuals. I mean, firing 8,000 people. Ford Motor Company, and they're going to take that money in the budget and push it into more EV vehicles. Ford Motor Company, the same ones that just came out of the F-150 EV Lightning that pull in a 6,000-pound trailer, they got 88 miles of range out of it before it was almost stone dead. They had to charge up in a Target parking lot for 48 minutes. It cost them $28. Right. And then try to get back to where they came from without killing the battery again. Yeah. And so I'm sitting there going, you know, and I asked my buddy the other day who's really big in the automotive industry. I said, they're telling everybody everything's got to be EV by like 2030. They're rolling all this stuff out. I said, have you seen at all any plans by the DOT or any type of electrical infrastructure with TECO, an electric company down here, to start putting in, you know, tens of thousands of charging stations all across the roadways, like Interstate 4, I-75, I-95? And he's like, none, Austin. Nothing. At all. Zero. I don't even see proposals on any of this stuff. And I told him, I said, what do they think's going to happen? Like 1.2% of the vehicles on the road right now are EV. What's going to start happening? He goes, I don't know. And I said, it's almost to me like they're expecting not that many people to be on the road anyways. Kind of like a big portion of the population is going to start checking out the more they get these RNA gene therapy shots. That's just my opinion on it because I'm speculating. But it's very strange to me that they're seeing these sectors, these companies pumping billions of dollars into making useless electric vehicles that are simply golf carts around town, but yet there's no serious infrastructure to be able to charge these things when you start having 20, 30, 40% on the roadway and everybody's trying to charge all the time. It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, I don't know what they got up their sleeve with these space balloons, you know, to put up in space and all this other stuff, but, you know, I don't know, man. There's some weird stuff, but
yeah.
So, going back to what I was saying earlier, have you heard anything else about this kid the Buffalo kid that drove, you know, 200 miles out of his way because he was such a racist to go shoot these people at this supermarket, got arrested, was already basically arraigned, and saw a judge at 5 o'clock on a Saturday night, pleaded guilty, and simply disappeared. Have you seen anything on that?
Interestingly, no. And Buffalo, and I've been in that supermarket numerous times. That's inner city. I know it well. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
It's been a few years, but no, that dropped off like a stone.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I haven't really looked into that. Have you looked into the disposition of that at all?
No, I looked up about a week ago and I couldn't find a whole lot of stuff. They constantly are talking about like the shooters, blah, 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 the arrest for it. And the weird thing about it was the whole aspect, he was charged with the shooting and they talk about the shooting and whatnot, but there's no aspect of anything else around it. And you know what's interesting to me, that the part that kind of tripped me off the other day is I was talking to a good friend of mine about it. He goes, Austin, think about this for a second. He goes, isn't this odd? Okay. You have this white kid that's this alleged racist, writes this huge manifesto and goes on this shooting spree 200 miles away from his house just so he could make sure he shot black people, even though he shot white people there too. And it made news for like 3 or 4 days. And then it was like, okay, we got to have another shooting immediately because this thing did not go as planned. You would think an alleged racist that goes on a shooting spree of black individuals in an inner city area would still be getting brought up via the race card every single day on CNN. And they'd be covering it and talking about basically the prosecution and the jury. Oh, we're giving you more updates on the racial killing of these blacks at this supermarket, right? Wouldn't that kind of go along with the narrative they always pump? But it's like that whole thing just went squash. Nobody's talked about it. A couple mainstream outlets have like brought the shooting up, but not covering anything about it from like a racial standpoint. And I'm like, that doesn't really fit the narrative with CNN of those guys. If they get a small racial toothpick in something, they're like, oh man, we're running with this. It's 24/7 coverage every single day. We got a race bait. And it didn't do that. So I just brought it up. It was a side note I thought about today when I was talking to my buddy about that. And I was like, I couldn't find much on it either. It's like, doesn't exist. Like, so I don't know.
Yeah, I
along with that.
that went along. I mean, that went the way of the Vegas shooting and such.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many things right now that I think that are due to be exposed. I don't know if that makes sense, but I think that people like yourself in this platform, if we dig deep enough, long enough, I think that we will find certain things that will expose a lot that the people in charge don't want to be seen. So it's kind of our duty, I think, to do that. And I know you do, and I do as well. So, but no, good point on that. Good catch.
Absolutely.
On that.
Yeah. And then rolling back earlier, you're talking about what had happened. We've been going on with this monkeypox and everybody getting the smallpox vaccine. Well, a lot of people getting it, and they're coming out with these like vaccine centers in New York now all over the place. They said New York's like the epicenter for it. The epicenter for this monkeypox is, as we said before, it's almost primarily an all homosexual males. Like 95% of the people that have contracted it, they've said up in New York, are males. Majority of them are all homosexual. And it's virtually, not usually regularly, a deadly virus to get. You know, you may get some sores. Other than that, it's not that deadly, especially if you have a good, strong immune system. My key that I've told everybody is, hey, don't do gay stuff. That's probably a good way not to get monkeypox, considering what we've been seeing from the research. Just a thought out there on it. And, you know, it's funny how they tried to push it, and yet it went nowhere because everybody realized what was happening. And now they're talking about this new variant, this B4, B5 variant now with COVID and how all these breakthrough cases. I had a buddy of mine who's a doctor out in Midwest. He called me, you know him too, and he told me pretty much the same thing I had theorized. He said about 9 out of 10 people they're seeing that are coming in and testing positive have all been like fully injected, boosted, double boosted. And I personally think, and I've told this before repeatedly through the research that I've looked at, I personally think what we're seeing with these variants and what we're seeing with these side effects, I think people are becoming so infested with spike proteins because for some odd reason, nobody seems to want to talk about this still at all on the mainstream media, is that this is mRNA gene therapy. It tells your body to start producing spike proteins. The spike proteins are what make you sick. This is the primary reason why people that start getting the shots constantly keep getting sick. Their immune system is compromised. Their T cells, their white blood cells, everything goes to crap in their immune system because their body turns into a spike protein manufacturing facility. And then you get another shot. Then you get a booster. Then you get another booster. And people are wondering why they're constantly getting sick even though they've gotten the shot, while a lot of us purebloods take our vitamin C, our D3, our zinc, and our iodine, which, I mean, almost all of our listeners, our customers, my friends and family, I got everybody on the stack. Funny how all of us constantly stay healthy. Now, I'm not saying you can't get sick if you take these subs. You're going to massively increase your chances of staying healthy if you take care of your body and you eat clean. One of the other things, too, is make sure you get enough sleep, drinking adequate water, purified water, and also, too, staying away from a lot of sugar products. That's a huge thing. Sugar massively cuts down on white blood cells. It's not good for the immune system, especially in big doses. So stay away from the sugar. Stay away from, you know, being able to not sleep, which I know is hard. Some people work a lot. They're constantly busy. Melatonin is incredible. I love our methylated melatonin. Dissolves under the tongue. Works great. I had a buddy of mine who tried all these different brands from like Walmart. He was kind of like an acquaintance, but he asked me, he's like, man, I'm trying a bunch of ones from Walmart. They don't work. They don't do this. And I'm like, try ours. Here's a couple in a Ziploc bag. Dude, he called me next morning. He's like, I slept like a baby. He's like, golly, can I get a bottle of that? I was like, yeah. I'm like, they're cheap. They're not even expensive, man. I was like, they're great to have. Throw in your nightstand drawer. I said, if you're getting ready for bed and your mind won't shut off, you're tired. I said, that, a lot of times I take a half one. I just bite one in half. And they work great. So make sure we're all taking care of ourselves right now and staying away from the stuff we don't need to have as much as possible, because there's no question about it. There is a whole lot of stuff brewing, whether it's Biden getting a retune at the White House and getting a new concoction put into him, or what they're doing as far as trying to compromise people's immune system. I think over the next couple months, as I said it all year long already now, before these midterms, something is going to start happening. Something big is going to start happening. That's why you see in New York, they came out with this, like, what to do when a nuclear bomb hits. Well, make sure you take your clothes off and take a shower immediately and check your phone and get on your internet to get updates of what you need to do, like shelter in place. And I'm sitting there kind of cockeyed looking at it, and I'm like, yeah, because we all know after a nuke, all your phones work perfect. Heck, Florida has a hurricane down here, and you don't have phone service for a week, much less internet. And I'm sitting there going, does anybody else really believe this is what they're trying to tell everybody? It seems to me, my opinion, they're getting New York set up for another false flag to do something big up there and then tell everybody, oh, it was Russia again. We got to attack them, or it was some other country. We got to do this to divert the attention of what's going on while they play their hand in the background with their little puppets. I don't know. That's just my opinion. But did you see that thing with New York? Yeah. As far as like, make sure you check your phone after a nuke.
Yeah. And so you've got the PSAs, the public service announcements. You've got signs going up. You've got local I've been getting messages from people I know in New York City saying, what's up with this? And the people I've been talking to are very suspect at what is taking place. So your mention of a false flag, I've got no doubt in my mind that if a nuke went off in New York or one of the five boroughs or whatever, it would be compliments of the global elite, you know, New World Order guys, party of Davos, with their minions here in the United States. I really believe that. I mean, that's kind of what, but something's a fixing to happen, I think.
Yeah, and I told a buddy the other day, well, what do you think if Russia starts launching nukes to the U.S.? I said, dude, listen, I said, Russia, you can say what you want about them. I said, I don't think they're that stupid. They're going to start launching preemptive nukes in the U.S. because they know everything's going to be gone after that. Whole world would be a wasteland. I said, what I personally think is this propaganda that keeps getting started about Russia's going to attack, you know, New York with a nuke because they're going to do this or that. I said, I think they're gearing everybody up for a false flag so they can roll something else out. I said, I may be completely wrong. I said, but from what I've seen in the track history of the deep state and the CIA and what they're involved in all the way back with 9/11, all the way back to JFK, you start finding out the truth, you realize real quick, pretty much everything we're watching here is theater. It's all theater. They constantly do these things all the time, and it's total theater. It's to keep people focused on the things that they want you to focus on, like be scared, putting signs up, what to do in a nuke, take your PSA, look at this, check this, look at this, focus on getting nuked all the time. So people are in a constant irrational state of fear. This worked effectively well during COVID. Make everybody scared of one another. Doesn't even matter. Even if you're not sick, you're an asymptomatic spreader now. So you got to wear a mask. Oh, you're not wearing a mask? Oh, you're definitely a super spreader. You're a Walker super spreading event. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. Be scared of him. Hate him. Don't trust him. Everybody's sick trying to get you sick. This is what they did during COVID. And the whole thing worked way too well, sad as that is, especially in the blue states. Down here in Florida, after like 2 months, we're like, all right, we're all not dead yet. Like, all right, people got COVID. All right, get over it. If you're strong and you have a good immune system, you take care of your body and you stay off the remdesivir, most of the time you're going to pull out of it just fine, hence the 99.997% survival rate. And one thing, too, that I personally think they're going to start covering up with the variants, what they're telling everybody, is the insane side effects that we're already hearing about in the VAERS reports with these wonderful little children, these little baby children, six-month-old, one-year-old, two-year-olds, that are getting the shot. And, I mean, the VAERS report, just 2 weeks after it rolled out, I haven't even gotten an update on it yet, there were already like 153 adverse event cases within the 2 weeks of that shot rolling out, 153 adverse events. Now, a lot of people don't realize the VAERS reporting system, the only reason why it pretty much pumps out like 1% to 2% of the actual ones, it's not easy to fill out. You have to sit there for about 3 to 4 hours and fill out the VAERS report. Nobody does it for you. You have to do it all and document everything. It's very arduous. It's done intentionally so people don't mess with it. So when you see 150-plus adverse serious events on VAERS already reported within 2 weeks of the shot being rolled out in these young children, that should be a giant wake-up call to anybody that would even consider that, which I don't know why they would, but saying, hey, do we really want to inject our one-year-old with a shot that's giving grown adults myocarditis? If you got a grown, developed adult that's an athlete that's getting the shot and they're dropping dead with a heart attack within a week, is it really a good idea to go inject a one-year-old? The answer is absolutely not. But yet, the deep state and their propaganda machine that they've piggybacked off Joseph Goebbels' research is doing a fantastic job with making people believe this is what you need to do because, hey, it's science. And if you don't believe science, well, you're a neo-Nazi racist skinhead grandma killer and you don't believe anything then. You don't believe in science. My brother, this isn't science. This is demented. This is sadistic at the finest example. Giving children RNA gene therapy at 6 months old and 1 year old and calling it science? Come on, guys. America can do better than this. Everybody needs to start getting the research and the truth out there because you've noticed like there's been zero topics talked about this now with these young children. There's a reason why. These kids are – I've already got numerous emails from people that know other people that parents have gone and taken their kids. Pretty much every single kid I've heard of that has gotten this shot is getting deathly ill after they get this shot. And guess what? They're only on the first phase of it. They got the second phase and the third phase, what, 2 or 4 weeks after that. This is going to be a serious issue, and it really needs to be addressed because these kids don't have a voice, Doug. They can't speak up. They can't talk about this, man.
All right. Since you brought this up, I'm going to go out on a limb here. You brought up two things, okay? The injections, the injecticide for the children, that's number one. And number two, Biden and COVID. So here's what I'm going to state on this Friday edition of the Hagmann Report. Mark this down. Okay, I'm not a prophet, but I study the playbook of the globalists. Number one, there's not enough compliance with the younger people, okay, and with Americans waking up. Sadly, there is sufficient to cause mass death, but yet not enough mass death to satisfy or satiate the globalist elite. That's number one. Number two, Biden will be taken out by COVID in this case. Get ready for Kamala Harris, heels up Harris, within a couple of weeks. And the disclosure that Biden wasn't necessarily up on his boosters or something to that effect to reinforce the injecticide upon the population once again and to enforce the lockdowns. It's a gift that keeps on giving. So number one, I believe Biden will be taken out by this COVID, either physically rendered physically unable, unfit for the office by 25th Amendment, or pass away and we get Harris and a whole boatload of trouble that comes with that. And the second thing is a new lockdown and push for the injecticide for the children. There's my reasoned analysis based on looking at their playbooks on this 22nd July, 2022.
Man, Doug, I honestly, but I can't argue with you on that. I mean, the way this is all laid out right now, and it's interesting too, because remember what I talked about 2 weeks ago, Biden administration already went in and signed a 100 million dose deal with Pfizer for $3 billion up to 300 million doses for $9 billion. They already signed that deal. Pfizer's already rolling out the new bivalent Pfizer shot for COVID. Why in the world would they do a contract for up to 300 million doses when there's not any significant true cases going on right now? You're basically seeing side effects from vaccines. Well, if you get enough people scared, people are going to get in line and say, oh my gosh, this new bivariant, this new B4, B5 just took out the president of the United States.
Yep.
You got to get the shot. Get the kids the shot. Get everybody the shot. Because you're right. I've already seen numerous articles mainstream talking about how not enough people are getting the shot. And there's not enough vaccine compliance. And not enough people are going out and getting this injection on a regular basis. And not enough boosters. Even bobblehead Fauci came out and said that a couple weeks ago. Now we need more people getting shots. We still haven't reached that point yet. More people need to get shots. Even though everybody keeps getting the shot and gets sick. But very interesting theory on that. This highly probable. We'll see what happens over the next couple of days, but you're right. That would be the perfect play if they wanted to do it, considering the fact that Biden, he's turning into much more of a liability than he is an asset, especially when it comes to, I mean, bro, you can't even, he's reading the teleprompter. Repeat, end of sentence. I mean, you know what I mean? Like you can't even argue with that. Even CNN couldn't spin that. So it's like, okay, shuffle the cards. What's the next option? Biden gets COVID, done, pull the trigger on it. Because every single outlet's been talking about it all day long now. And I'm like, I didn't even care at first. I was like, he's got to get a new dose of amphetamines to wake him up. And then I thought about it. Wouldn't that be a point? And you made that valid point as well. So
yeah, I'm telling you, man.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah, it reinstills the fear of especially the variant, the BA5 variant. And of course, what would that do to the normie out there, the person who is sucked in by MSM and the print media? Of course, they'll be begging for masks, begging for the injection. We have to do something. That's the way these people think, in my view. Okay, and hey, I'm just talking. Okay. So, but here it is. So mark it down. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, but I'm kind of thinking it will. And, there you have that. But, Austin Brower, I'm going to tell you a way, folks, to avoid having a problem with your immune system. And that is to go to healthmasters.com and to boost your immunity with their nutritional supplements, the best on the planet, in my view. They've helped many, many, many people. I can guarantee you many of my family members have taken it. Eric, as well as his folks and members of his family. And I'm going to tell you what, they work. Healthmasters.com. Do we have a coupon code for this?
Yes, I'll go ahead. I don't have it active right now. I'll activate it right after this show for its Friday episode, the HR5.
Okay.
I'll make it hot. The Hagman Report 5, so it'll just be HR5, and it'll be 5% perfect off all regular products. And also, too, I encourage people to check out the product of the week, our newer product, Hyaluronic Acid Oral Formula. Really, really good for the joints, the elbows, the knees. Really increases mobility and helps out as far as with synovial fluid in the joints to work out harder, be able to push harder, and stay in good shape and not have that joint pain that's so accustomed to a lot of us who lifted heavy our whole lives.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize you had that. I was on your site today. So I got to go back and get me some of that. Get some for the wife too. Yeah.
Yeah. Fairly new product. Everybody that's been running, it's been very, very pleased with it. So yeah, it's on sale for product of the week right now for 15% off. So big sale on it. Very effective product. I encourage people to check it out, especially your athlete listeners.
Oh, I see. So you want people injecting hydrochloric acid up their rectums?
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I misread that. I was summoning the mainstream media and Trump about bleach. Okay, there we go. Wow, good stuff. Okay, that's great. We've got about 5 minutes left. So anything you want to close in the next 5 minutes, it's yours. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you hanging with me on this day. So it's up to you, my friend.
Oh, it's a blast as always, Doug. And we have to be, you know, I told Ted this earlier, and I was talking to him, and I brought it up on the show yesterday. We at all times now, it's our duty as essentially Americans, and I don't care what position you're in, everybody has a voice. You know, like I said, some people may not be able to go in a position in the, you know, office or do something big, but everybody has a voice. You know, majority of people, unless you've had an injury and you can't talk, but everybody has a voice. And we're watching right now the systematic collapse of values, of truth, of natural laws. We're watching them try to be dissolved. Even though they're not dissolved, they will always be there. There's no question about a man being a woman or a woman being a man and XY chromosome. That's been based in reality for pretty much ever. But you're seeing things like that intentionally be dissolved. I mean, for example, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, they have now gone in and added a section B to the definition of female, basically stating that somebody that identifies other than a male. That's their definition of a female now on the second section on B. And I'm like, somebody that identifies as the gender identity is different than a male? What is that even supposed to be? Merriam-Webster Dictionary? What? Are you kidding me? That's the section. Now, they still have the first one up there as far as on there that they've normally had. But I just thought to myself, what you start doing, though, now has effects, not just right now, but effects much longer down the road. And a lot of times people, I think, fail to grasp the concept of what happens when you give up rights or you stop following laws of nature and you start coming up with these insanely off-the-wall moronic topics, is that this stuff has side effects and ripples for many, many years. And that's what they're doing right now. They know that a lot of us that haven't really said anything are going to let a lot of this stuff happen, as we saw during COVID, and they're going to keep pushing. They're going to keep pushing. And it may have a negative effect now, but it's going to have a much negative effect in 10 to 20 years. Look at what happened, like I said earlier, with the 1986, you know, Hughes Amendment. Back then, it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal. You couldn't purchase newly manufactured machine guns anymore after 1986. Now we're seeing, oh, no, that's not good enough. Now we want to make sure you don't have a semi-automatic AR-15. That's going to be banned too. Well, there's tons of guns in circulation. What happens in 10 to 20 years? Can't get parts. Can't get trigger assemblies. Can't get barrels. Can't get lowers. Can't get replacement anything. You just start seeing the value of semi-automatic AR-15s go through the roof. Well, at that point, what do you do? Nobody's even want to be able to be or have them. You have to be able to shoot them. It's going to be too expensive to operate them. This is what they do in a slow, systematic fashion. We don't have the luxury of letting loose any more rights. We don't have the luxury of sitting back and being quiet now. They're going to keep pushing. They're going to keep pushing. This is what they do, the long game, and we have to predict it and kind of look at what they're doing in order to get prepared. So I've told so many people, man, stack up on some food. Inflation is going through the roof. It's not getting cheaper. You see it all across the board and everything. Continue to stay prepped, because what's happened is people are going to wake up. It's going to happen one day. We're going to wake up and stuff's going to start getting real chaotic real fast. And people are going to go to the store and all of a sudden they're going to realize it doesn't matter what the price was on the food. It's not available. There's nothing there. The shelf's empty. Or grab this, grab that. That's it. It's always a good feeling to come back and say, oh man, well, at least I know I got a month's supply of food buckets here. Or I got some MREs, or I got some organic buckets, or I got beans and rice, something that you know sustainable to keep you and your family fed, so you continue to fight the good fight for the United States and for the Patriot community, because we're all in this together. We all have to be supportive of one another and say, hey, listen, you're falling off back on this. I got your back. Tighten up. Let's push forward. Don't let anybody down. Keep pushing. And we need that support. We need that drive. And we need to have each other's back. So I encourage you and thank you for doing the same thing, Doug, with us.
Well, thank you for all you do. And folks, go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And I got to tell you, the meat buckets, food buckets, fantastic price for the product compared to others. I love that. So do that today. Do that right now. HR5 is the coupon code, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Austin, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
All right. And folks, look, 8 more days until the mini conference starts. So register today. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link and you'll see. It's going to be a mind blower. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. God bless.